he's wonderful.
In response to a question from Councillor Freed on February 22, the provision of kiosk facilities within the Lively Hub, report was provided to March 22, proposing that the area can be equipped with a temporary gazebo and could be set up by council when things require it. And the indication was council would be providing by setting up. I was just wondering if there's done any reports or any research on how we can do it and how we, and so we'll come back to a future meeting.
If you like.
We haven't, but we've been pushing back Councillor Mann pretty hard on the fact that
process does allow for the budgets to be upfront. And that was the Martin solution, and that's an acceptable solution because we've got the use of savings, but they're working on that now.
So does that mean that the new sort of system will be delivered in the next term of council? Possibly?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm cautious in replying. I would be hopeful, but I'm not quite sure.
That would be a good outcome, yeah. Thank you.
So our contribution towards the project is 10%?
That's right, Mr. Mayor, yes.
That's 1.5 million, basically.
At this stage it is, but as you're aware, this has been going on for quite some time. The longer it goes on, the cost estimates keep increasing. But we've been very conservative and prudent in managing our sewer funds, so I believe that we'll be in a position, regardless of where the cost estimate falls at the moment, that we'll have our 10%.
Anywhere under 33 million.
So we have a bit of wriggle room on money then.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so I'd like to move that recommendation, Councillor Babbage, Councillor Ledford. I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The traffic management for going under the guns. It's on page 9. Where did I put page? Thank you. No recommendation there, so I'd like to move that way.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, there's a comprehensive plan attached to that.
Yeah, Councillor Wattler, Councillor Mann. I'll put that as all in favour. Against, carried. It's 10. The quarterly operational plan. Could we have a copy of that?
Sure, Mr. Mayor, it's in the attachment.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's I'm sorry, councillors, I've lost my seat here. So the operational plan, have we all been through it on the hub? I must admit I haven't.
I'm happy to move the question, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Mocker and Councillor Fiat. I'll put that, we're flying a little bit blind. All those in favour? Against, carry. Operational plan. Okay, on page 12.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Finance Manager Guy McAnally Owen is here to answer any questions you might have around the final results we've put together. But probably as a starting point, just to outline there, we have ended up with a deficit budget resolving general fund, but I flagged with you there the explanation around particularly two issues. One is that we haven't borrowed what we plan to borrow for Aero Park subdivision, 1.6 million. And at the same time, we all also have a grant that was to offset part of the Aero Park of around about $800,000, 1.7 million. That we haven't actually received the funding for yet. So while we're presenting you with a deficit result, in 2024-25, already when that LRCI funding comes in, you'll be recording a better result than what you projected in 2024-25.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a timing issue with that one.
Yeah.
The loan is still a decision of council. You can choose to take up the loan at any time for the Aero Park to offset the costs or to offset 1.6 million of the cost, but it won't impact on the 2023-24 result now. And we're suggesting that potentially, given council's financial situation, that it's probably not required to be borrowed for that purpose now.
So, that issue, the general fund would have been in the
show the surplus, I think, Goliath's outlined what the result would have been, I think.
Yep.
On what page was that? At the end of the report, I think.
Yeah.
When speaking about general fund, you've outlined there, I think, what the result would have been if that money had come in, so.
What was that amount?
Oh.
When we last presented the budget review as at March, the change to this review is about 1.2 mil. So it's a $700,000 deficit, 1.2 mil, it's about a $2 million surplus would be if we didn't have those changes in the last quarter.
Yeah.
And they will have that impact in 2024-25.
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
That's right. Yeah.
Just a couple of other questions. With the waste management, the surpluses there or the unspent funds, you haven't transferred those reserves, so they don't, if they were transferred, they'd show up as an increased deficit.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. But that money has to go into waste management, doesn't it?
We're already transferring, I think, 40,000 into reserves.
Yeah.
So that was allowed for in the original budget. It, by rights, it should, but I suppose it's still a decision of council.
Yeah, because I thought the legislation was any money raised through waste had to stay in waste.
Yeah.
So that's another 100,000, not in the previous year.
And council can choose to transfer that.
Yeah, you can. You got.
In a
that's what this budget is for.
Yeah.
Choices to make.
Well, the comment is that taking into account the result of the general fund, but we can't change, put it in the general fund, in my understanding of the legislation.
What money is that?
Waste
money?
Yeah.
Collected waste charges. That's correct, council, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, is it the same for rural roads? Is it 683,000 back into reserves? Is that there? But
just without looking at the report, I think you transferred $1 million from reserves for a certain project.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going back into reserves would be the unspent portion of that. There is also money going into reserves for the additional rural roads capital renewals. That hadn't been fully expended, so that's going into reserves as well.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, there's also some funding that we've received that we're not yet ready to deliver on, so that goes into reserves. So that is that winding money for Leeches Creek, Milk Pudding,
right.
And Armitry. So we'll get National Park Road down the road first, and then when we're ready, we'll take that money, take that reserves and use that.
So I think you can leave Council Mudford knowing that the roads money stayed for the roads.
That's good.
I must commend you for your diligence in that regard.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
Right. It is. Okay, so on page 31, do we have any changes?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to ask a question. It's just a little bit hard to hear there. I apologise for the background noise we're in here today in Canada. CPAP money, so I suppose my feeling is that money stays where it should be. Surely Lodge is doing pretty well. I think it's going to stay in the same position. No money for the building fund.
It was just a bit hard to hear the background was where Councillor Neal was in relation to that result. The money from the DEAP money from the last meeting, and then at the subsequent meeting of the DEAP meeting, we accepted the end of year accounts with that money. Included in the Cooey budget where it was supposed to go, and
yes,
so that was done.
Yep.
And I mean, in my argument around that was the fact that there's been a budget for this coming month. Yeah, for Cooey Lodge is only about $400 and something, $4,000 as a deficit. So I'd like to leave it where it is. And I think that council's resolved that a couple of times. So. And I think that, again, the report from Bruce that we've had today emphasises the need to have that sort of budget.
Let's get it right though. At the moment, Cooey Lodge is sitting on a surplus of $577,000. Back in May, when we looked at the budget review, Cooey Lodge was looking at a deficit. So, taking that DF funding back into general fund leaves Cooey Lodge with a surplus of $332,000, which I understand is well over and above the figures Bruce Bailey suggested we need for our refurbishment activity.
Through you, Mr. Meek, can I ask Guy, Cooey's money in the coming year?
I think it was pretty close to a break even budget.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I was just going to make a comment on this year's budget, remembering that there's over $400,000 in grant funding sitting in that Cooey Lodge budget this year. They're one-off grants, so they won't be sitting in the budget next year. Hence, why next year
that's
it would 20, be a break even budget.
And that's been my argument, that included in our income for 23-24 is those large one-off grants that gives us what we might have in 24-25 that give us cause for concern and make sure we're still in front. And I suppose I'll go back to the fact that we made that case when we decided in the last year's budget to put the money in to cover the cost of our GrowWorks project, which I think at that stage we saw it as being a real advantage to the community. And I think the GrowWorks people have been working in disability field anyway. So that's where I'm coming from. And when you take the $300,000 that Donna just mentioned off our result for this year, and you cover what Bruce is asking, a bit plus a bit, but not a lot. In the previous years, we've had deficits.
So if we need that DAP money in there, to remain in there, to look after 24-25, I think we're just providing a false figure, bearing in mind council resolved to give Cooey 3 years to operate on its own feet. Otherwise, we'd look at the long-term future of the organisation. So what I'm very attached to this DAP money, the $245,000, is the fact that in 24-25, we've got to redo the main street, like the footpaths in the main street. That is grant money, but every time we do grant work, we need to be on the side. And I know that's going to change with this exercise now.
On the DAP money, I think over the last couple of years, before this 23-24, we put money aside and into reserve for those projects. So there's probably the best part of $400,000 in reserve for the money. Would that be right, Rob?
Yeah. That's bearing in mind, Mr. Cole, I don't think we've done any footpath work in the last couple of years.
Can I just,
excuse
me, Mr. Mayor, I just want to make a comment, and this is probably
Sorry?
I didn't understand what you're saying, eh? Well, we require.
Sorry, I just missed that, councillor Bid.
I'm just wondering, you're looking at the main street, are you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I totally agree with the next comment.
Can I ask Donna the question? The loans for the accommodation for the Grover nursery, who's paying the loans on that? There's the rent and then there's the money we'll have to borrow.
For the staff accommodation?
Yeah.
We haven't determined that yet.
I think it's an issue.
I think. Yeah, my view on that and something my view is that grant and that project would be a project of Gilgamshire, not necessarily Oates Care. And they would have it, as in my view, as a housing business unit.
Yeah.
And that way, so. But that's down the track a little bit. Mm. But this money is it from. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ed. Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy if we retain that money in our general fund. Now, in the event that Cooey needed an injection of funds, then we could look into giving the injection. I would prefer to have the money back in general funds currently, with the option, as opposed to leaving it there and just sitting there like an issue.
You wish to move that way?
I can move that, yes.
Mr. Mayor, this
so, sorry, Councillor Mann, I've got a mover. Can I have a seconder to enable some debate? For the second time, Councillor Walker, are you online? No, you lost him.
Where did he go?
I will proceed, though.
You should be there.
For the second time, do I have a seconder to Councillor Freese's motion? For the third and final time, I declare it lapsed. Sorry, Councillor Freese. I appreciate where you're coming from. So, I've got the quarterly budget review in front of me, councillors. Are we in a position to move on?
Mr. Mayor, I'd move the adoption of that report, just noting the position with regard to the waste management surpluses.
Sorry, yes, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Mann, if you like there, given the comment, and that's correct, around us setting aside what's collected in waste charges for future use, the reason why the finance manager has recommended we don't is because we've got a deficit. However, with the explanations around the fact that it really is a surplus, it's just a timing issue, it should be part of the resolution that we actually transfer that to reserves for waste.
That's where I was going with it, and also suggesting that we note as a council the timing issue around $1.7 million in this resolution. So we're accepting that it's a deficit, but we're also noting that the timing issue and the funding.
Okay, so
$1.7 million to come in.
The resolution, perhaps, Mrs. Berryman, could be council notes the report. We don't need point one there because
just to
we'll know. Make decisions. Council notes the report, in particular in respect of general fund, where timing issues with a, what was that grant, 1.7?
RCR. Local road. Community infrastructure.
Yes, LCR.
If you have a look at the table, it's 1.7. Well, the table is indicating we've got half of that money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we haven't maybe paid the other half from all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we spending?
Some other ones.
Right.
Other hands.
timing issues with the LRCI means, or yeah, means that general fund indeed incurred a surplus in the vicinity of $2 million. And then point two is, Councillor Mayor, what was your comment in regard to the waste?
You're on the head that the money, unspent money in the waste base, to transfer now to the reserve for waste management.
Yeah. So transfer unused or unspent funds in the waste fund.
The savings transfer to reserve for waste management.
Reserves for waste management.
Yeah. No, there's two types of waste management. One's a...
Yeah.
The three, Mr. Mayor, the actual operations is the saving there, but it's the money collected from the waste charges that any that's collected during the year has to be used on waste, and if it's not, has to be transferred into reserves. I'm not quite sure what that figure is, but...
There's two amounts.
Right, okay, Councillor Mann, would you like to move that way?
Thank you.
I thought you might. Can I have a second now? Councillor Babby, is there any further discussion on that?
Question, Mr. Mayor, do we need to adopt the quarterly budget?
Yeah, Councillor Knox. Yeah, read off that. You said a note in the report.
Councillor Knox. Quarterly budget review document report. Yeah, the due to be adopted. Noting the policy QDR report. As it meant to be adopted.
Yeah. Total from $93,000 in waste.
Oh, okay. So there's just another line to it. Back another point to it that the quarterly budget review document and report as at the 30th of June 2024 as amended be adopted. Which I think so the first two decisions are around the amendments, noting the changes, and then the last one is as amended, taking into account the transfer to reserves for waste.
Okay, is there any further discussion on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour. Against, obviously they're carried. The State of the Region report, which is that wonderful publication you've all received a copy of.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as discussed, as from tomorrow, we'll get out there with some public to let the local community know and to ensure that it is publicised to encourage community to in the lead up to the upcoming local government elections.
Mm-hmm. Okay, someone want to move that way? Councillor Mockler, Councillor Peart. I'll put that, all those in favour? Against? Carried. The next one is the request for a variation to the DCP, 113 Myrtle Street. Where's that? Who is this?
Railway side of Station Street? No. Yeah, Station Street. No. Yeah, Station Street, railway side. Yeah, up in that block right at the top end, those housing commission style homes.
Mm-hmm. And through you, Mr. Mayor, so that the request has been considered as fair and reasonable, and would fairly regular type request and the planning team has no issues with it.
The only potential issue is about paving.
And actually the fantastic use of that those massive long blocks the very big long blocks that we need. It's good infill development, I think.
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's come with its challenges from a planning point of view and in delivery of infrastructure and services and the way the developer wants it to develop, but I think we've got to a point now where we can progress, which is great.
We still almost down the back, wasn't it? No.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the sewer has to come from the front.
Oh, right.
Just the challenge was around the developer wanting to not start a title, but needing to, wanting to do community title and wanting to sell those lots off individually. So, just making sure that the infrastructure supports that.
The DA conditions will cover all issues, won't it?
Yes.
Okay, someone like to move points 1 and 2? Councillor Babbage, Councillor Munford. No further discussion? Put that. All those in favour, would you raise your right hand? Are you in favour of that, Councillor Walker? It's a development thing. Yeah, that'll do me.
We've got lip read, haven't we?
Your mum lip. Have a Mars bar. I'll record that. As everyone voted in favour of that. Okay, moving on now to reports for information and notations. The first one is the statement of bank balances. The second one is the investments. It's certainly grown up, isn't it? Okay, outstanding matters from previous meeting. Progress on questions for next meeting. Development applications. The details on the time processing. And the July development application details. This gave my heart a little flutter.
What's the one for 4 Curtis Road?
Yeah, with the hotel on it.
The 3.98 million.
Yeah. What are you building?
Well, not mine.
It's not actually. Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's the motel. Is getting a complete upgrade.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
The
motel.
Which is fantastic. The planning teams have been working with the developers on that one for
some time. Wonderful news.
Yeah.
Two houses out of another. And the applications under assessment.
There is a lot of activity.
It's very positive,
positive.
Okay, and the recommendation there is that the report's been noted. Someone like to move that way. Councillor Mudford, Councillor Babby, putting that all in favour. Against, carried.
What's the committee?
A late report there, sorry.
We've got a late report in Category B correspondence, which is the Castlereagh Macquarie County Council minutes of June and the Alliance of Western Council meeting in July.
And there's also the Economic Development Committee.
I've got that.
That's the late.
So we've got the minutes of committee meetings in relation.
Yeah.
And that was
the Economic Development Committee.
I think there should have been one for lab too. If we had maybe a couple
more. Yeah, we did have a lab meeting.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't think we've reduced those at this stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not part of the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to come to the next week.
Yeah. We'll follow those up.
Right on the last page.
Just on that, did anyone want any update there? I know it's short notice with the economic development, but everyone's happy with those dates, happy to expand on anything in there.
Yeah.
There really was a recap though of the term of the and a thank you to those committee members that had been involved. And I would like to say one thing there is that's a really well attended committee and has been right through the term, which you don't see many committees where they start off and at the end of the term they've still got a similar number turning up. So that's probably says that it's working
quite well. And it was a really good cross section of the community as well, like a large number of people attending regularly and a good cross section. So yeah, it went really well.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more late report there, sorry, Mr. Mayor. The green opportunity for the community employment benefit fund, the local community fund. So why I brought that to you in a hurry is that regional New South Wales, who we work very closely with, identified the opportunity for us. We're not in the same category. This is under the RES opportunities. We're not in the same category as Davos and Motis and Warramundi. They're at the over 10 million mark with their opportunities to apply for community benefit right now with the impacts of the RES on their areas. But we do have the opportunity to apply for what they're calling the local community fund and community employment benefit. I've summarised it there, but basically we had a look internally then at all our plans and what's within those plans for the next couple of years. The one that really meets all of the guidelines is a partnership with RFDS that we're forming to redevelop the old library premises into a health hub and expect double their services basically in Warren Road there, because it can show number one, a contribution of two parties, council and an external group, significant contributions from both, and number two, it meets one of the very first objectives of the program there, where they talk about health and regional benefits and those sorts of things. So we've got a health vision that we've just developed. We're working with an external party. They're contributing to the project. All those things are tick, tick, tick. We've got an internal group made up of three representatives from RFDS and four representatives of council are working on the planning and design of that right now. So we're in a situation where we can provide a costing to go with this and all the detail around it. RFDS have already provided us with a draft brief of what they're going to their board with to get to keep the thing progressing. So it just makes sense from council's point of view. It's potential up for us to offset our contribution with grant funding, which then leads to our ability to use that money on some other projects within our plan. So when you look at it, it really is sort of a real opportunity, and it closes, I think it's 23rd of September. So we've got enough time, but only just enough time to put a good grant together, application, and that's why it's with you today, because otherwise we miss this round and we don't know what the future of it is. At the moment the money's rolling out. I won't say it's non-competitive, but we are in a pretty unique situation because we're right on the edge of the zone and we're the next stage of it. You know, they've already been around with the presentations on wind farms and those sorts of things. The company, it is regional New South Wales have flagged us that one thing that we should be.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I might miss Janelle. The flying doctor services contributing
the same as us, or?
At this point in time, Councillor Pitt, dollar for dollar. So if it's $1 million project, dollar for dollar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though there's...
Just to clarify though, Mr Mayor, we had already allocated $100,000 for the planning stage in this year, but in the construction stage, it's dollar for dollar. And keeping in mind that that's a very significant contribution from RFDS because they're the tenant. It's our building and we're the landlord and we'll collect rent from that ongoing. So it's not often your tenant comes to you with an offer to contribute towards the upgrade of the building.
Yeah.
And they're proposing a significant improvement to the service. They're basically doubling what they can deliver. And they believe they've got the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
And I think they have.
So,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I support that. I was looking at that for St Andrews as well last night, thinking, is there room for two?
Through you, Mr Mayor, I don't think that the St Ambrose project would have the same level of...
It wouldn't have the same level
impact, I suppose, you'd say, from a grant application point of view.
Yeah. I only looked at it because it didn't require a co-contribution, you know, like could just put in what you thought. It kind of... But you had to have council support.
Through you, Mr Mayor, I think you'd have to have significant community support.
Which we had, as in...
But what we can show with the health one is that we've actually just been out and done full-blown community consultation.
I don't want it to be that instead of what you're proposing, Neil, but would they consider two?
I haven't looked into it, Councillor Babington. If Councillor wished to go down that path, I would suggest, though, with the time frame and the maturity of this project, it is... I'm not a councillor, so it is a council decision.
Mm.
Yes. We could explore it.
Financial committee, like, fill out some forms for that.
Well, through you, Mr Mayor, I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think any decisions around the St Ambrose project are ongoing with the council.
Mm.
What this does do, it allows us to... instead of us providing a direct contribution to a project to get that from a third party, and then any decisions around the savings to council budget made out of that is a council decision in the future.
Yeah.
But I just feel this is, I won't say it's 100%, but it's a very strong application to allow us to get the funding from one level of government, if you like, to another. Which is us, and then, as you know, in the past, over the last 3 or 4 years, we then work out how best to utilise all that funding.
Mm-hmm.
So, through you, Mr Mayor, I suppose at the end of that, I should say, I'm not actually suggesting to you that either project is not worthy.
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting is that there's one there that's got a really strong case right now, sort of thing.
Mr Mayor, I'll have you move the recommendation.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Lockhart. And the secondary, Councillor Babbage. If there's no further discussion, I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carry. Now, the minutes for adoption. As we finish up there, that's the Economic Development Committee. Councillor, just the Economic Development Committee. I'll put that if I can get move in a second. Councillor Fred, Councillor Pitt. I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carry. Given that, have we got anything else in there?
Through you, Mr Mayor, my apologies. There is also a late report which may or may not got to. Well, it didn't get to you, I don't think, at this stage, but we need to adopt it today, which is basically to adopt a resolution to refer our annual statements to the auditors. which is a standard one each year, but what that allows us to do is actually then say, yep, the council's happy to refer it to the auditors so we can go through the audit process for this year. I do apologise it's not in front of you, but if we don't have it now, we can't proceed with our annual audit. So we need that standard resolution.
I can give you a verbal.
Is that kind of
I'll ask the
approval to sign to or something?
I'll ask the finance manager to just give you an outline.
Okay, you just give us the run through.
So our annual financial statements are complete bar being audited. So complete unaudited financial statements at this date. So as Neil suggested, we just need a resolution of council to refer the financial statements to the auditor, and they wanted them by Monday next week. So no resolution at this meeting. The unaudited result, operating result, is an $8.3 million surplus. And then after capital, it's a $4.3 million surplus for council consolidated, council overall. That's probably fine. The balance sheet looks pretty healthy. We had to do a couple of revaluations, so that went up. But the cash flow, we had an increase in cash during the year of $6 million. And then we've got financial indicators there. I don't know whether we're going to circulate this. We'll circulate the attachments.
Yeah, three, Mr. Mayor. We'll circulate that until this afternoon. But the reasoning, I might just get the finance manager to explain the difference between the results we get in a budget, just in general terms, and the results we refer to the auditor as part of the financial statements.
Yeah, so that result that I've just read out to you there is just an operating result. It doesn't include any capital or financing activities. When I talk about financing activities, that's borrowings or repayment of borrowings. And also, that obviously our financial statement well doesn't take into account any internal transactions that we may do with our own budget as far as transferring to and from reserves. So there is a fair difference in it, but the budget that you guys adopt is a management tool so that you can work out how we're travelling. This is just a financial information document. I shouldn't say just, it's the financial statements for the year, but that's the main difference. Your management tool has different things in there, like internal transactions, transfer to and from reserves, capital projects that aren't included in our operating result, and they're the two main differences.
Okay, so we've got a resolution there which will.
Oh, can we just guide when you mention those ratios? Critical manage, collection of rates going at 10%.
Yep.
Should be under that, shouldn't it?
We should. And there are a couple of reasons why it has increased. But there's going to be a concerted effort. We had some staffing, not staffing issues, our regular contact with our debt recovery program went on maternity leave 12 months ago. She's back and there wasn't anything done within that 12 months. She's obviously been back now for 6 months or so now. Our debt recovery agency we've been using, or contact that we've had there, has been pretty lax. So we've had some discussions with them and they've changed who our contact is so that we get better service there. So there'll be a bit more of a concerted effort of that moving forward, and particularly in the next 12 months.
Thank you. Everybody else looks really good.
Yeah.
Righto, so I'd like to move that resolution and that will be touched up. Councillor Peard, Councillor Babbage. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
So just to finish off that one, to give you some confidence, Council, the auditors will normally then come back and present their findings, their report to you in November. So that's, a public presentation in November.
We've got changing orders, so that's
cost
another. Yeah, so you might get a presentation in person.
I'll show you back in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still the audit officer in New South Wales, but they're contracted
Yeah, I suppose it's different.
No,
Righto, councillors, given that, I don't think there's any more business. What's that one I'm looking at? Category B.
I just need a mover and a second.
Yeah, okay. Councillor Mockler, councillor Levy.
Thank you.
Put that all in favour, against carry. Councillor Walker just sent me a text, along the lines that I'm going to have a beer. Please pass on my thanks to councillors and staff on a wonderful term, and wish councillor Mutford all the best. Reiterate those comments, particularly in regard to councillor Mutford. It's a bit cruel.
Sorry, don't hear you there?
Yeah, mate, can hear you.
All right, I've just run into an old schoolmate while I'm sitting here in Gunnera. Sounds almost like it was pre-arranged, but he's just walked in and gave me a beer, so. I just wanted to wish everyone all the best and, thank you very much for a great term. Look forward to reading the final reports. I think there's just an incredible amount that's been achieved for a small community. And really, I'd say particular thanks to the staff who I don't think, really get to receive the acknowledgement. From the community, we always tend to talk about the flogging all the time. I think, on bloody single little issues, and people don't really realise what ambitious councillors go through and even our own staff. So, once again, I just want to say a quick thanks to everyone and wish you all the best. And thanks to Robbo, I want to be here.
Right, mate, take care.
Good on you, Ash.
Thanks, Ash.
Hi, Ash.
Firstly, I'll thank you all, one and all. And we'll go and have a beer, eh? And 6 o'clock, the club for tea.
6 o'clock.
Now I've got my public.